Welcome to Port Washington Vikings basketball here on WDOT Port Washington. I'm Chris Spina alongside my partner Adam Jackman here in beautiful Port Washington, New York. It is senior night here at Schreiber, and we have a matchup between the home Port Washington Vikings and the visiting Westbury Green Dragons.
Well, isn't it fitting, Chris? We started off our sophomore year broadcasting against the JV game of the Westbury Green Dragons against the Port Washington Vikings, and we're here today to broadcast senior night, the last regular season home game between the Westbury Green Dragons and the Port Washington Vikings. So we'll take you through the starting lineup for the Westbury Green Dragons.
We're starting at guard, a prolific scorer for Westbury, Jordan Redd, always a dynamic threat on the offensive side of the ball. Also, forward, number 15, Stanley Magloin. The other guard, Karan Vineyard. Eric Sainbert is the forward, and in center is Tyree Frazier, a big dominant presence inside for the visitors.
For Port Washington, it'll be John Bellini, Joe Malconian, Lewis Blakeman, Mark Daly, and Benjamin Spear. So we have a great game for you tonight. The Westbury Green Dragons coming into this game 5-11 overall, 4-8 in the conference. They're on a two-game losing streak. They lost to Plainview 51-45, and they lost to Long Beach 73-62. But Port is on an eight-game win streak coming into this game, and they will try to keep it going here against Westbury at Paul D. Schreiber High School.
Well, for jump. The tip-off is going to be Lewis Blakeman for Port Washington and Tyreek Frazier for Westbury. Port Washington is wearing their white uniforms trimmed in blue. Westbury their green road uniforms trimmed in yellow. The referee's in the middle, and we're underway at Paul D. Schreiber High School. Tip is won by Blakeman, and up comes Bellini, who dishes to Melkonian. Joe Melkonian on the right wing finds Spear at the top of the key. Spear to Bellini. Bellini inside, Spear. Now low, it's Blakeman. Blakeman comes back outside and hits Melkonian. Melkonian dribbles inside. A cutting Bellini finds Spear. Spear, three. No good on that one. Offensive rebound from Lewis Blakeman, however, and he'll dish it off to Spear.
Lewis Blakeman, great physical position right there. Easy rebound for him, and Port Vikings will get another shot clock here.
Daly from three-point land. No good on that attempt. And up come the Green Dragons. It's Stanley Magloin. Inside, a shot is good from Jordan Redd. Fresh off a new haircut, we can see.
Yeah, Jordan Redd always on fire at Paul D. Schreiber High School. He scored 35 points as a JV player. Maybe not see him match that tonight, but definitely see him match the intensity.
And Stanley, Spear, guarded by Sandberg. And the low block is Blakeman. Blakeman gets blocked by Frazier, but will remain point possession. Immediate substitution, only a minute and 6 seconds in. Melkonian comes out, and in comes Harrison Clark, the other senior.
So it's going to be Mark Daly from the left baseline for Port Washington, down early, 2-0 here for the Westbury Green Dragons.
It's tipped, and a beautiful play from Magloin, and up come Westbury. It's Redd with a nice hesitation move, unable to get a great shot off. It's going to be Port ball. I thought that was off Daly.
I thought that was off Daly too, Chris, but I guess the ref didn't see it that way, so they'll resume possession, the Vikings will. 6:45 left in the first quarter as John Bellini brings it over the timeline.
Bellini looks for a cutter, but instead dishes right, Sonnenfar. It's Spear. Dribbles right, back to Sonnenfar. Picks up his dribble, and a pass to Daly on the wing. Daly drives inside, back outside, Sonnenklar from beyond the arc. Yes, sir, Sonnenklar with the first point for the home team today.
Aris Sonnenklar, so pure with that shot, and we heard in the pregame introduction that he's a three-point specialist, and he shows his skill right there, hitting it through the bottom of the net.
Frazier and Magloin, back to Frazier inside, spins on Blakeman and Spear, no good off the glass.
And we saw Frazier do a lot of that hook shot before. Let's see if he can do it right here.
Sonnenklar, they're going to call it walk on him as he had happy feet there from the right wing.
Yeah, clear walk right there for Sonnenklar. But as I was saying, Tyreek Frazier thoroughly dominated Lewis Blakeman in the first half of this previous matchup earlier in the season at Westbury. And look for Lewis Blakeman to be playing some tighter defense tonight for that not to happen again.
Jordan Redd gets it inside, Vineyard, back outside, Magloin. Magloin working on Sonnenklar, back to Vineyard. Tipped along, kept alive by Westbury. Red inside Sainbert. Eric Sainbert hook shot. Offensive rebound is collected by Westberg. And a shot taken there. Nothing but net from Sainbert.
Henrik Sainbert, a very physical rebounder, and it shows right there. And he's going to make it hell for Fort Washington the post all day long. Out of bounds on Fort's end. They go out of bounds on the baseline. So the Green Dragons will resume possession. Henrik Sainbert into Tyreek Frazier with 5:11 to go here in the first quarter. The Green Dragons lead 4-3.
And Medloin at the top of the key inside Sainbert. Back outside, Vineyard. Vineyard chucks up a three. No good off the rim. Daly pushing the tempo here. Finds cutting Spear. Easy layup there for the Vikings.
And we know Ben Spear's going to do that to you all day long. He did it against Plainview last Thursday, and he'll do it to Westbury too. He's great on that inside, just coming out of nowhere and gets those 2 points with a left-hand layup.
Magloin and Frazier takes a jump shot off the rim. Rebound from Spear and Daly. Daly, Blakeman, gets blocked hard by Frazier. My goodness, what an athletic play to come back. They're going to call a travel on Jordan Redd as he on the counterattack, but that was a beautiful block by Frazier, just enough to disrupt the layup for Blakeman.
So with 4:14 to go in the first quarter, the Vikings lead 5-4, and Lewis Blakeman and Tyreek Frazier are going to be locked in a battle of the big men all night long.
Sonnen Clark, another, I know they're going to call a foul, I believe.
So foul's going to
be called
foul
on Stanley Magloin.
So he's going to pick up that first foul right there. First foul of the game for either team halfway through this first quarter, 4:05 remaining. Ben Spear inbounds it from the far end line,
And Spear wide open, Bellini, corner three, way too much on that one. Blakeman hustles for the out for the offensive rebound. Bellini, Spear, and Daly. Daly, three-point land, too short and off the rim. Blakeman with an errant pass, kept alive by Sonnenfeller. No, they're going to say it was out of bounds.
And Lewis Blakeman, my goodness, he's just making every rebound he has to, but Port's not hitting their outside shots right now, and that's going to be a problem. The way to beat this Westbury team is have a three-point threat, and John Bellini did exactly that in the last game they played Westbury, where he hit 5 3-pointers and ended with 22 points.
Red giving Bellini the moves. Back outside, Magloin for three off the rim.
Westbury not hitting threes either.
Daly drives, kicks out. Sonnenfeller, three, no good. Red dishes an errant pass out of bounds. The intended target was Vineyard.
Well, we're just seeing some sloppy basketball right now, Chris, with 3:10 left in the first quarter. Vikings only leading by one. Not a lot of scoring to go around. 5-4, only 9 points so far combined as John and Bellini, Mark Daly brings it over the timeline. So look to have some more quality shots. It's Lewis Blakeman
and one from the left block. A power move, and he'll head to the line.
Lewis Blakeman. Expect him to have a chip on his shoulder tonight. He wants to get, definitely wants to outdo Tyreek Frazier there on the post. So Blakeman looks to pick up his third point of the day with this and one opportunity. Here with 3:03 left to go in the first quarter.
Blakeman at the line. Nothing but net, an easy switch for Blakeman. It's an 8-4 Viking lead with 3 minutes remaining in this first quarter. Senior Enke John Levin looks to make an appearance today as he looks ready to check in. They're going to call a travel on Vineyard, who is not happy with the call. In, out comes Blakeman, and in comes Levin. Another substitution will be made. Jameer Washington comes in replace of Vineyard.
He replaces Karan Vineyard.
So Daly bringing it up to Bellini, who brings it over the timeline.
And Sonnenfeller. Inside Daly, triple team, but able to get it back out of Sonnenfeller, who finds Levent. Levent to Daly on the left wing. Inside Spear. Spear back outside. Sonnenfeller, no good from 3-point land. And it's a 2-on-1 if they hurry. Washington nothing doing there on the layup. It's an 8-6 lead for the Vikings.
Washington just had an easy 2-point bucket right there. Going up with the right hand, does not miss that one on the pass cross court.
Cross court pass from Levent to Bellini and to Daly. Daly, Levent. Back to Daly. Daly drives. Floater off the rim. Spear there for the offensive rebound. And an easy 2 points for him.
Yeah, great rebound by Ben Spear just to have the wherewithal to have no one in that paint right there for Westbury. And Westbury definitely strung on the rebounds right now. Down 10-6 with 1:51 to go in the first.
Magloin using his pivot foot there. And same, Frazier and Red. Washington guarded by Daly. Finds Magloin. And inside, it's Sambert. Two big men, Spear and Sambert. A tough shot there from Sambert, but an offensive rebound. And an and one for Westbury. Falls.
So Stanley Magloin going to go to the line. His first two go through, and he'll try to pick up three right here. So with 1:32 to go in the first quarter, Vikings lead 10-8. Magloin trying to make it just a one-point game.
McLaurin takes his time. There's the shot. Off the glass, the rim, and in.
So Bellini gives it back to Daly. Daly brings it over the timeline, coming up the right wing.
Sonnenklar puts on the brakes and finds Bellini to Levent. Right now, Westbury's playing a tight 2-3 zone and looks to exploit that here on this offensive possession. Sonnenklar, inside, outside, Levent. Sonnenklar takes his time with 12 seconds on the shot clock. It's Levent. Levent back to Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar, three-pointer. Not successful on that. Levent keeps it alive. That's a floater, and it falls from Levent.
Hanging John Levent, and we've seen that many times this season. He's great on that floater, and he's practiced that so much throughout the season that he knows exactly how much pressure to put on that ball.
Sambert with an attempt from three, trickles in and out. And here comes Daly. Daly drives. They're going to call a travel on him. Bellini missed the three-point shot anyway.
Well, Bellini, you know, not hitting his threes here today. And even that, you know, one, it didn't count, obviously. And it wouldn't have counted. He knew that. But just haven't seen the same proficiency from him today as we've been seeing in the past. And especially that last game versus Westbury where he hit five threes.
Sambert with 25 seconds remaining in this first quarter, and Red will take his time.
Vikings lead by three, trying to keep it at three as we go into the second quarter.
Inside, it's a nice move from Frazier in the post. With 12 seconds left, it's a 12-11 Viking lead, and it's Daly to Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar's trapped, able to escape, gets it to Daly. Daly take a deep shot. They're going to call a foul on Magloin, and he'll head to the line with 0.5 seconds left. A terrible, terrible decision to foul, and I don't even think Magloin even realized he did. But it's going to be three shots from Daly, which is definitely a tremendous opportunity for the Vikings to make this a 4-point lead instead of a 1-point lead at the end of this quarter.
That's incredible right there, and just Magloin upset with himself on that one as Daly takes his first free throw and makes it. So Daly will put his first point on the board right there. And, you know, going into this break, Westbury would have been lucky to be down only one. But Daly misses right
the
there.
One.
So they might only be down two here, so it might not make that much of a difference. But with Daly trying to make this last one. Daly from the charity stripe does not
misses
make
the
it.
The third one and the second one. And that's very unheard of for Mark Daly, usually a knockdown three-point shooter. But at the end of the first quarter, it is a 13-11 Port Washington lead, and the Vikings are going to look to just push the pedal to the metal and get more points in these following quarters.
So as we enter this second quarter, just to give you some stats from the Vikings, Harris Sonnenklar with 3 points, Lewis Blakeman with 3 points, and Benjamin Spear with 4 points. For the Westbury Green Dragons, it's Stanley Magloin with three, and a couple of two-point guys, Tyree Frazier, Henrik Sambert, Jordan Redd, and Jameer Washington. So for the Vikings, trying to spread the floor, but both teams, I think we've only had one three-pointer today, Chris, and that's been courtesy of Harris Onikoh. So the three-pointers really haven't been there for either team. So look, both teams to try to get those opportunities and maybe spread the floor a little bit better here in this one.
So we'll take a step aside, and we'll come back with some second quarter action here on WDOT Port Washington. Welcome back to second quarter action here on WDOT Port Washington. Christina Adams, Jack, and bring your coverage between the Vikings and the Dragons. Well, it's going to be Jordan Durrett inbounding the ball in front of the Vikings crowd. And he'll get it to Washington.
Washington guarded closely by Sonnenkar. He brings it up over the timeline here to start the second quarter. Vikings only lead by two.
So it's a one possession game here at the start of this quarter. It's Washington. Pass to Sainbert. Sainbert looks to drive inside. Nice move. An impressive basket to tie the game up.
Henrik Sainbert, he uses all of that body to get through. And a nice touch on the layup right there. Off the glass from a hard angle.
And Pelini inside Levent. Levent takes a jump shot. And a nice ball for him. But Daly was wide open on the right wing there.
Well, it was not a jump shot. It was really a floater.
Yeah, excuse me. That was.
And Engenjohn Levent so good at taking those floaters. Jordan Redd hits a jump shot right there.
Yeah, but Daly was wide open on the right wing, but Levent knows that he's an electric shooter from that on that area of the court. And Purdon's ball over there, but nonetheless, it's a tie game, 15-15, with a minute into this quarter. It's Sainbert. Pulls up from deep. It's good! Eric Sainbert on the bank shot three, and Westbury is up by Trace. Inside, beautiful dish from Daly to Spears.
So Ben Spear up to 6 points on the day. Vikings are down by one right now, 18-17, with 6:34 to go in this half.
Vineyard airballs the layup there, and it's Spear with the rebound. Behind the back move from Daly as he looks to drive inside. Daly, an impressive layup. It falls for Daly. Timeout will be taken by Coach Bryant of Westbury. And Daly, what a move there.
I got to say, that's the most impressive move I've seen from any sport basketball player this season. Just the finesse from Mark Daly to go up and under, and it seemed like he was in the air forever right there as the Vikings take the lead 19-18 with 6:21 to go in the half, and Daly up to 3 points on the day.
And do you know what that life reminded me? It reminded me of Jake Block I believe he graduated 2 years ago.
Class of 17.
Class 17, and I remember he was very athletic and had those jumping abilities and had very entertaining layups to watch. And I distinctly remember us calling a game, I believe it was a playoff game against Plainview.
Yes, definitely.
It was against Plainview in the playoffs, and he had a very, very impressive layup that gave me a little flashback.
Yeah, definitely. Mark Daly has those moments where he's just the most athletic kid on the court with that one. And look for him to make a lot of those moves in the future of this game, as Port's definitely going to need them as Matt Smith checks in the game. He comes into the game for Engenjohn Levent, and Harris Sonnenkar comes out for Brandon Caslow. Looks to provide a little spark to the Port defense right now.
Jump shot, airballed from Red.
And they say Sainbert was out of bounds as he tried to save it from going out of bounds on the baseline. As Daly now brings it into John Bellini with 6:08 to go here in the half.
Bellini calling the play. Dishes to Caslow and to Daly. Daly thought about a corner three, instead finds Spear, and Schmitz gets blocked by Frazier. That's his second block today. It's Washington pushing the pace. They're going to call a foul on that, and I believe it's on Matt Schmitz.
I think it's going to be on Brandon Caslow right there with the push. Tyreek Frazier, that long wingspan, he's making use of that today as he just a very nice block there. And he blocked, and if you remember, he blocked Lewis Blakeman earlier in this game. So as Chris said, he's up to two blocks right now.
There's Washington and Frazier guarded by Schmitz. Takes a jump shot, too much on that one off the rim. Offensive rebound, and it's Vineyard bodying his way in. There'll be a foul called against Westbury.
It's going to be against Sainbert for an over-the-back foul.
Fouls on Westbury.
And very clear as day on that one, as Mark Daly tried to rebound that. But now Mark Daly will inbound it to John Bellini. 5:37 to go. Bellini looks left and finds Schmidt there. Now Daly. Daly from three. That's short. But an offensive rebound from Brandon Caswell. Caswell, beautiful dish to find a wide open Daly from the right block. Brandon Caswell with beautiful court vision there.
And Brandon Caswell, as we can said, he's kind of a utility man. He can do it all for the Vikings, and he did it with that assist right there.
An easy floater from Red. And Daly bringing it up. Inside Spear, left hand trickles off Daly. It was Spear, and now Bellini. Bellini from beyond the arc, nothing but net.
So John Bellini up to 3 points on the day. Great job for him on that wide open three.
Sambert looking to match, airballs that one, rebound from Daly. Daly hurries it across, loses possession, it will trickle out of bounds, and they're going to say it is Westbury ball.
So we've had a blitz of scoring right now as the Vikings are up 24-20 here with 4:34 to go in the half as Henrik Sambert brings it out from the left baseline here, gives it into Tyreek Frazier.
And it's Red. Lincoln looks to come back into the game for the Vikings upon the closure of this second quarter. Screen set by Frazier, and it's Red. Bellini got a tip, but it's nonetheless a beautiful move. It's missed, however. That was Red, and here comes Bellini. Bellini gets fouled hard, and it's good! Bellini and one!
John Bellini was pushed off by the Westbury defender, and he didn't care. He went up to the left hand.
Look, he's taking charge!
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. And the crowd is booing, and rightfully so. As what a move there as Lewis Blakeman checks in for Ben Spear here. I cannot believe it.
That was a blatant block. That was a block, if anything. I mean, Bellini got the shot off.
Wow. I cannot believe what just happened here.
And this is an embarrassment right now. That should be ashamed of themselves. That was a blatant and one.
So it's
Coach Dooley just as disbelieved as I am. And I mean, that is a terrible call here in high school basketball. We should not see these refs call another game.
So Jordan Red gets it up on a fast break here for Westbury. 4 minutes to go here in the half. 24-20 Vikings had to fix the scoreboard.
A shot is good from Westbury. And it would have been a 4-point lead instead of a 2-point lead, with a chance to have it a 5-point lead. And I'm still in utter disbelief.
So now it's a 2-point lead for the Vikings. I mean, this game momentum has totally shifted as Westbury, a steal, and it's a foul on Lewis Blakeman. And the refs, I'm sorry, this is just, it's blatant right now. It's blatant against the Vikings. I mean, I haven't seen poor reffing like this since the Baldwin game. So it's a slim lead for the Vikings, only by two, as a long stretch pass
intercepted by Blakeman is able to tip it. Blakeman gets up, and it's a shot. Vineyard, too much, and Coach Bryant is very furious at that sock selection, but an athletic play from Blakeman to jump up and disrupt the pass.
There's going to be a foul on the floor on Tyreek Frazier.
Coming into the game is Spear in replace of Schmitz.
So with 3:26 to go, Vikings lead 24-22 as Brandon Caswell looks to get it in from the left baseline.
That's Caswell, and finds a wide open Blakeman on the inbound. Brandon Caswell, once another showing of his court vision, able to find any open man. Washington, inside, it's Frazier. Give Blakeman the work, misses the shot. Blakeman fights for it. Instead, it's Frazier with it. They're going to call a travel against him.
Rightfully so. I thought that was actually a charge on Frazier, kind of leading his elbow into Blakeman, but no call there, just on the travel. So now back into the game is Ben Spear replacing Matt Schmidt.
Here's him with Bellini and Caswell. Looks around and finds Spear.
spear drive, puts on the brakes. Beautiful, nice little shot there for him.
Ben Spear up to 8 points on the day and using that nifty maneuver off his pivot foot to get inside and roll it in underneath the basket.
Washington drives, that was Red drive and loses possession. And here comes Daly. Daly looks for Duncan and finds Caslow for three, too short and off the rim. A jump ball hustle from Daly, and it will stay here.
And great effort by Mark Daly to realize that Frazier didn't really have possession there as Harris Sonnenklar coming in for Brandon Caslow. I'm surprised they would bring out Caslow with such good court vision that he has down on the inbound pass, but now Daly will bring it in. Vikings up 28-22.
It's Spear from the left block.
And Benjamin Spear up to 10 points on the day here with 2:24 to go in the half. Vikings up by 8 points. So a big swing for the Vikings, 6 unanswered points here in the last minute.
Chambert looks to work on Spear, bodies way inside, fights for a shot, and too short on that.
Great defense by Ben Spear, getting his arms out, not having a foul, and Henrik Chambert does not get the basket.
Well, it's Spear at the top of the key, inside Blakeman. Blakeman hesitates and puts it in.
And Blakeman almost slammed it home there. And I was on the edge of my seat for that one, Chris, as Lewis Blakeman right now up to 7 points on the game. And that was the opportunity for him to sign the game. The senior night crowd here, his last home game regular season. Oh, that was so close as Lewis Blakeman gives the 10-point lead for the Vikings. And I can see him on the bench there. I think he wishes to have that back, but he gets the points nonetheless. Great job by Lewis Blakeman, hesitating, and he could have gone up for the foul there with defenders all around him, but he hesitated with the dribble, went from left to right, and a great little tap in there for the bucket. So now with 1:56 to go in the half, Vikings lead 32-22.
As you said, it would have been great to see that dunk. And I wouldn't be surprised if he had a similar opportunity later in the game once Ford established more of a lead if he tries that again. I mean, still, it was an 8-point game. If he missed it, I mean, it's a little.
I just saw the crowd on the edge of their seats, and I know I've been talking to Lewis over these past few weeks, and he's told me he did 10 dunks in warm-ups today. He can do it. He's, proficient at it. He just got to get the courage to do it in the game, and I thought he was so close to doing it right there.
He went up like he was going to do it.
Exactly. And he just kind of laid it in. I think the problem was he went up one-handed, and he didn't really have the grip on the ball to slam it home, so he kind of just laid it in on top of the basket. Didn't want to mess up the opportunity there, because obviously the points are more important than the theatrics, especially in a very close conference game that we have here tonight. So Henrik Chambert will bring it in on the right baseline for Westbury.
And Frazier and Red. Bellini with the press, but he backs off and lets his Red cross timeline. Three from Washington. That one bounces and that's off. A dish from Spear to Daly. We'll bring it across inside. Blakeman lost possession, kept alive by Bellini. And it's Spear. Spear at the top of the key. Three is no good. Blakeman tries the offensive rebound, but it's secured by Henrik Chambert. And it's Red. Red back outside. Washington, his three-point attempt, no good again. Daly pushing the pace with a minute 15 remaining in this first half. Daly puts on the brakes and finds Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar, guarded by Red, gets it to Daly. Daly back outside, Spear. Spear, beautiful pass, and it's Daly. Back to Bellini. Bellini, a little floater there, and it's good for him.
Great little floater by Bellini. Amazing ball movement by Port. And this 2-3 zone doesn't have a chance against what the Port Vikings are doing right now. And Bellini up to 7 points on the day with that one as the Vikings lead 34-22 here as the clock ticks down to 40 seconds.
Frazier makes his way inside and takes two off the glass and in.
Tyreek Frazier, 4 points on the day as the Vikings bring it up with Bellini.
Daly thought about a three, instead took a jump shot, which rolled in and out. Offensive rebound from Blakeman, but he loses it. It will be Westbury ball, and Sonnenklar wide open on the right wing, calling from the ball from Daly. And Daly instead decided to take a contested jump shot. I'm sure if he saw him, he would have passed the ball, but a missed opportunity for the Vikings there.
I thought he did see him, and he was just going inside to eventually kick it out, but unfortunate opportunity there. And Daly's shot almost went in. It trickled to the bottom of the net, but went out of Spear, steals it.
And it's Bellini, too much on the layup. Foul will be called on Sonnenklar, and that's a good call.
Yeah, great. Good call by the refs right there. Obvious over the back there, reaching in on the Westbury defender.
Number 20, Harris Sonnenklar, his first, the team's
win. So for the Vikings, they lead 34-24 with 10 seconds left here to go in the first half. As Westbury looks to get some points on the board, as Lewis Blakeman knocks it out of bounds on the inbound pass. So now 9.3 seconds to go.
And that was a good hustle there for Blakeman. I mean, not a, barely any result off that one, but
well, it knocked off a second off the clock.
Well, I mean, I guess you could say that. I believe Westbury will still be able to get down the court in 10 seconds, and they're doing that here with an opportunity inside Vineyard. Vineyard, he gets fouled by Daly with 0.8 remaining.
So if Vineyard makes both these free throws right now, it's an 8-point game at the half. There's 0.8 seconds on the clock. There's no chance for the Vikings to get a point here. As now for Westbury, Kevin Bertrand looks to check in.
I don't know why he looks to check in.
As now also, Tyler Horsford looks to check in for Westbury. They're probably looking to get a rebound or a tip in on as
the first shot misses for Vineyard.
They're not even going to the line right now, which is odd. I mean, Ford has 0.8 seconds. I don't really see them doing anything with 0.8 seconds, to be honest. I mean, they're up by 10. What do you need that for? So,
shot is no good. Blakeman, with opportunity, just completely chucks it down the court, nothing doing there. But at halftime, at the end of the first half, 34-24, 10-point lead for the Port Washington Vikings, and they're going to look to close out this conference game in the second half.
And we are back here on WDOT Port Washington for your halftime report presented by Healthy Kids Pediatrics. So, for the Westbury Green Dragons, the leader in points is Eric Sainbert. He has 7. And coming up a close second, Jordan Red with 6. For the Vikings, the leader in points, Ben Spear, number 34. He averages 13.1 points per game, currently on pace to beat that tonight. He has 10 points through the first half. For the Vikings, the second leading scorer, Lewis Blakeman, has 7, tied with John Bellini, who also has 7. Mark Daly in third with 5. So that's your Healthy Kids Pediatrics halftime report. We'll be back here on WDOT with second half action between the Port Washington Vikings and the Westbury Green Dragons.
Welcome back to Port Washington Varsity Basketball here on WDOT Port Washington. I'm Chris Bean alongside Adam Jackman. And once again, it's a 34-24 Viking lead at the start of this second half.
So after the halftime festivities, the cheerleaders had their honors for the seniors who are graduating this year. And just trying to clear them off the court so we can play some basketball here. We got 16 minutes left of action. Vikings lead 34-24 here at Valdi Schreiber High School. And it'll be Eric Sainbert inbounding for the Westbury Green Dragons here to start off the third quarter.
The Sainbert will get to Frazier and we're underway. It's Washington, crossing the timeline, and finding McGloin, and it's Sainbert. Sainbert chucks up a 3, offensive rim for Frazier, who slams it. Oh my goodness.
So Lewis Blake was definitely not happy about that one, where he had the opportunity for his own dunk early on, and now Frazier slamming one in his face right there.
Inside pass, jump shot. Blakeman back around. It's Bellini for 3. Yes!
John Bellini is on fire right now, and he's up to 10 points on the day.
Cutting side Washington. Washington shot no good. Rebound collected by McGloin, who will dish it to Red, and Red to Washington. Inside, it's Sainbert. Sainbert bodies inside. They're going to say a block called on Ben Spear. Here comes Bellini. Bellini floater. That one falls.
And John Bellini takes the lead in points of all scorers. He's got 12 points right now. Vikings lead by 13, 39-26 with 6:50 to go here in the third quarter.
Frazier looking to work on Blakeman. They're going to call a foul. And I believe
that's going to be on Mark Daly.
Daly. Second. First for the team.
So it'll be Jordan Red inbounding from the right baseline here.
And it's McGloin on the right wing inside Frazier. Frazier looks to work on Blakeman. Blakeman with some nice defense there to contest that shot, forcing it to miss. Here comes Daly. Daly finds Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar beyond the arc. Yes, sir. Harris Sonnenklar from beyond the arc. And it's an extensive lead for the Vikings.
42-26 for the Vikings. And Harris Sonnenklar, that was way beyond the arc for him. And a great three-pointer there. Washington almost loses that pass in the front court.
McGloin looks to go back-to-back, and that's another three from him. But I'm so used to seeing Mark Daly hit it. It's impulsive. But that, once again, that is Harris Sonnenklar from beyond the arc. Sonnenklar, inside pass, finds a wide-open Bellini from the right block. He puts it in.
So John Bellini up to 14 points on the day, and the Vikings lead 44-29, 5:50 to go in the third quarter. As McGloin goes to the floor, it'll be a timeout by the Green Dragons here. So just saving that possession right there as McGloin slipped apparently on that one. Not going to wipe up the floor there, it appears. Interesting choice for the refs. But Vikings now going to their timeout. Obviously excited here on senior night. The crowd energized for their cause, hoping for a ninth straight victory in this eight game win streak right now. Chris, what have you seen from the Vikings during this eight-game win streak that has differentiated them from their opponents?
Well, the Vikings just have excellent ball movement, a lot of drive, replace, cycle the ball around, have it go around the horn, and then they'll have one guy come in, and the defense will become lackadaisical, and it'll be open man who will either be open for three-point line, or they'll take that drive and look to score.
And I think when we've seen the Vikings hit their threes, they've been a much better team. And in this second half, they are 3-for-3 from three-point land, with one from Harris Sonnenklar and one from John Bellini, and two from John Bellini, excuse me. Or 2-for-2 at the half, one from John Bellini, one from Harris Sonnenklar. Jordan Redd now brings it in for the Westbury Green Dragons. 5:42 remaining in the third quarter.
Washington to McGloin. Looks left, but decides to go back right and finds Washington. Washington works on Daly. Back outside, it's Redd and Sainbert. Sainbert with Washington. Washington drives in the right baseline, leaves possession, but it will stay here.
Great defense by Ben Spear right there to force Westbury out of bounds there. But it'll be off the Vikings here as Jordan Redd brings it in from the left baseline. Brings it into Frazier. Frazier guarded by Blakeman.
Inside pass, it's McGloin. Off the glass and in from Sainbert. The initial shot by McGloin missed.
Great shot by Sainbert using that strength in the right hand to put it up.
Daly for three. It's good. Mark Daly.
So there you go, Chris. Now you get to call Daly's name on the three-pointer as that went to the bottom of the net with ease.
It's Redd. Sainbert pulls up from beyond the arc. No good. Rebound from collected by Sonnenklar, who finds a cutting Bellini. Bellini inside, lays it in. 4-2.
John Bellini up to 16 points on this game, and he's given Westbury the same treatment they felt in the last game, but now he's doing it from the inside as that layup goes with the right hand. Vikings lead 49-31. Keep stepping on the gas here in the third quarter.
It's Sainbert. And jump shot from Frazier. And Frazier, he's taking some high percentage shots today. And Frazier has played a great game for Westbury. Block, scoring, he's been their best player today.
Yeah, one of their best. I'd say Sainbert's also been great for Westbury. But, as this ball goes out of bounds on an errant pass from Mark Daly to Harris Sonnenklar, so Westbury will regain that possession. But I have to say, Henrik Sainbert, besides his errant three-point shooting, which he's made none of, but he's taken a plenty of, he's been also a great player on the boards for the Green Dragons. But obviously, no player has really outmatched the Vikings so far.
Washington airballs a three, however, it's kept alive by McGloin. McGloin into Redd. Redd drives, finds McGloin, who pulls up from beyond the arc. No good. Rebound for Blakeman, who hits Daly and Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar back to Daly. Daly drives. Finds it open. Sonnenklar for three. Triples out. Looked like it was going in.
We've seen that twice now from Sonnenklar with one of his first three-point attempts, also doing the same thing as McGloin drives in and gets a two-point bucket layup on the right side as Bellini brings it over the timeline with 3:33 to go in the third quarter.
It went over the head of Daly, but instead it's Sonnenklar. and Spear inside Blakeman, finds Bellini, who takes a three, no good. Rebound from Washington.
And Bellini, that signature quarter three, just couldn't go, a little overshot it there. And the Vikings lead 49-35 by 14 here with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Magloin, the triple unsuccessful. Matt Schmitz looks to come back into the game for Washington. And a pass from Blakeman and gets it to Daly as it goes to the ground. Instead, now it's Sonnenfeld taking his time. 20 seconds on the shot clock, 2:53 remaining in this third quarter. Spear jump shot off the rim. Fights for a rebound, but it'll be off him, and it will be Westbury ball. Also coming to the game will be Tyler Horsford.
So Horsford will come in
and
for Chambers. And Bertrand will come in for Washington as Schmitz comes in for Blakeman. So it'll be Schmitz now guarding Tyree Frazier. He'll have the responsibility of shutting down the prolific scorer from Westbury.
Here comes Westbury. Horsford's fouled.
Be a foul on Horsford there. And it looks to be
Horsford will have the line. The foul is on Spear.
That's his first.
The foul was given by Spear on Horsford, Chris.
Okay.
So a little bit of terminology bickering here, but we're not gonna bore you with that. So now Horsford takes his first free throw but misses.
We're gonna come back in the game. Is Ankin John Levin, and he's replacing senior Harris Sonnenclair.
And now Horsford will shoot his second attempt here from the charity stripe. Horsford sets up, it's one on the way, and it is trickles in, and it is good. So first point for Horsford as Daly brings it over the timeline for the Vikings.
Daly to Bellini and Schmitz. Schmitz in the corner. Inside pass to Bellini, finds wide open Spear, puts it off the glass and in.
Ben Spear's first points of the second half, coming a great time, and he's up to 12 points on the day. Vikings up to 51 here in this third quarter.
It's Magloin, he gets it to Bertrand, and it's Horsford. Pass intercepted by Bellini, he'll get it to Daly. Daly by himself, the layup there.
And Daly up to 10 points on the day. And now three Vikings scorers are in double digits here late on in the third quarter.
Red gets it to Frazier, who loses possession. Instead, it's Bellini. Bellini with a fast break. Another layup for the Vikings. Timeout taken by Coach Jason Bryant of the Wizards.
Bellini up to 18 points on the day, and he might outpace himself from his last game, where he put up 22 against the Green Dragons. So with 1:44 to go here in the third quarter, the Vikings lead 55-36, taking you through some point leaders. I said John Bellini, 18 points. Benjamin Spear, 12 points on the day. Mark Daly, 10 points for the Vikings. For the Westbury Green Dragons, Hedrick Seinbert has 9 points, and Stanley Magloin has 8 points. Tyreek Frazier also has 8 points for the Green Dragons. Not one score for the Green Dragons is in double digits. There's 3 scorers in double digits for the Vikings, so we definitely see the difference between the scorers there. And you also see the difference in the defensive quality with 2 steals coming back-to-back for the Vikings, 2 back-to-back fast break points as they extend their lead to the highest lead they've had of this matchup by 19 points. So as we resume action after the timeout, courtesy of the Green Dragons, it'll be Ben Spear, it'll be Mark Daly, John Bellini, Matt Schmitz, and Angan John Levent for the Vikings. Green Dragons still in their huddle. Referee looking to break it up here.
Previously into the game for the Vikings, number 5, Matt
so
Schmitz.
Crowd seems to be enjoying themselves here. And the Vikings seem to be on track for their 9th straight victory. Obviously, nothing secured here yet. 19 points could be erased within the last quarter. So Vikings still need to step on the gas and play hard to the end of this game to secure this tough conference win. So it'll be Jordan Redd inbounding it from the left baseline here to Tyreek Frazier.
And here comes Redd. Cross the timeline and find Magloin, who drives inside. Put way too much on that. But a rebound is collected by Bertrand. Westbury, right now in the sequence, out-dominating the Vikings in rebounding. We call a block or they're going to call a foul, I believe, against Ben Spear.
Block. 34, Ben Spear, his second, the team's three.
So the Vikings up to three fouls now in the half as Lewis Blakeman looks to check in for Ben Spear. Spear has had a nice game so far. Looks to continue it most likely in the fourth quarter. As Frazier gets the inbound pass, he's fouled on the shot, or might not have been on the shot, as it was on Schmitz there. It was not on the shot.
No shot.
That's his first, the team's fourth.
So it'll be Stanley McGloin bringing it in here. 1:25 to go in the third quarter. Vikings lead 55-36.
Bertrand and McGloin. McGloin takes his time here. Looking for a screen on Daly. Doesn't get one. Instead, finds Bertrand. Bertrand and Horsford. Back to Bertrand. He looks left. It's the point guard, Red, pulling up from three-point land. No good rebound from Spear. Excuse me, Schmitz.
Great defense there on the perimeter by the Vikings, and they'll get it back. 56 seconds to go on the clock.
Levent in the corner. Finds Blakeman. Blakeman to Bellini, and Schmitz to Daly. Daly drives, reverse layup, too short on that one.
Almost a great reverse layup there, and Daly looking fancy throughout this one with some nice layup moves. Almost got that one to go.
Shot taken, no good, rebound from Levent. Levent hurries across, gets it to Bellini, and then hooks another easy layup, and I believe that's his 20th point of the game.
I actually miscounted because I thought Bellini had the and one earlier on in the game, and I counted that as 2 points, but remember, it was a foul against Bellini on the charge, so it was not counted, so he actually has 18 on the game.
After that basket.
So Westbury, this is 6 seconds remaining here as Red gets it.
Red, shot at the buzzer, no good. Bellini with tight defense, and once again, at the end of the quarter, the Vikings 57 and the Dragons 36. The quarter action here at Paulby Schrader High School. The Vikings up big. It's a 21-point lead over the visitors. And Daly inbounding it. He'll get it to Levent. And the fourth quarter's underway. Daly, it's Smith to Levent. Levent, nice pass to Bellini and Blakeman. Blakeman thought about it, but he decided not to take it. Instead, finds Bellini, who loses possession. It will be Westbury ball. It will remain Port ball.
So it'll be off Westbury. It'll be off Washington there, and Bellini will inbound it to Levent, who gets it on the left wing with 7:45 remaining in the game.
Levent to Blakeman and to Bellini. Bellini drives inside, blocked hard by Tyreek Frazier. He's been a dominant player on the defensive end, but Bellini hits the corner three. And it's 60 points for the Vikings and 21 for Bellini.
21 for Bellini is right, and he's been on fire today, folks.
Schmitz with an opportunity there, and 2 points. Schmitz tried to get the charge. A little bit of a flop, no call, but it is Westbury adding two more down low. So Schmitz to Levent in the corner. Levent puts on the bridge and finds Bellini. Bellini looks to drive back outside. Levent for three. Off the backboard.
Off the side of the backboard there. Not too good of a shot there for Angie John Levent.
Inside. Red just chucks that one up. But it's a poor ball. I mean,
what is going on here, Chris?
That was not
We're seeing
shot.
Some circus ball right here. As Levent got that off the backboard. And
Levent just had a bad shot there.
And
I mean,
Red,
the other one was just
Red
terrible
just
shot selection.
Tossed that up high up into the air, almost hit the ceiling. So it'll be Levent over the timeline, guarded by Washington.
Levent gets it to Daly. Inside Levent. Levent with a little floater there. It's easy 2 points. Levent getting redemption.
So Levent up to 6 points now, with 6:30 left to go in the game.
Frazier, Spear checking in. Frazier, no good. Rebound from McGloin, blocked by Blakeman. He'll get it to Daly. The Vikings can hurry across. Daly behind the back move. Inside, finds Bellini. Bellini gets it to Schmitz. Schmitz, Levent from three. No good. Here comes Westbury. It's Red from beyond the arc. And that was just another bad shot selection.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of bad shot selection tonight, Chris, from three. So both teams not really shooting.
Well, then behind the back pass, finds Bellini, in and out, offensive rim dribble, Levent puts it up and in.
And another floater for Engen John Levent. That puts him up to 8 points on the game. And we almost saw the play of the year there from a behind the back pass. And almost John Bellini finished it on that on the corner three. Just couldn't get it to go.
Well, it's Frazier to Washington and Magloin. Magloin pulls up from beyond the arc. Too much on that one. Daly with the rebound. Daly. Get it across. 5:25 remaining in this fourth quarter. It's a 64-38 lead for the home team. Blakeman looks to come inside. Too much on that one. It will be Westbury ball on the miss.
So it'll be Harris, Sonnenklar, and Ben Spear. And for Mark Daly and Matt Schmidt, it'll be Kevin Bertrand for Westbury for Washington.
Send down to McGloin. He'll bring it across and find Bertrand. Bertrand almost lost the lesson there. Instead, it's Red. Red gets a screen from Frazier. Looks to drive inside. It's a nice layup there. 24-point Viking lead, and it's Bellini driving. Bellini to Sonnenklar. Sonnenklar back to Spear in low. Triples in for him from the low block, from the right block.
So Ben Spear up to 14 points on the day, and he's making use of that block right there.
Stolen pass from Bellini, but they're going to say he stepped out of bounds.
Unfortunately, on that one, Bellini steps out of bounds, but he's been having a great day, both offensively and defensively as well, as the Vikings now lead by 16 points, 66-44, with 4:42 remaining.
Bertrand for three. Nothing doing there. Here comes Sonnenklar, tipped out of bounds off Magdalene.
Vikings keep possession. Checking in for Westbury. So
another substitution. LeSean Graff to make his first appearance today, the senior guard. He replaces McGloin.
So it's a little over half this quarter to play. Vikings get to hold on to this victory over Westbury, leading by 16. Leading by 26, excuse me.
Levent, and she was here. Foul called.
So it'll be on Tyree Frazier. It'll be John Mulaney from the right baseline here. Lineup is all seniors right now. The only senior not in the game right now is Joe Malconian.
Sonnenklar for three. He got that one.
And Harris Sonnenklar up to 9 points on the day. And the Vikings are just hitting from all over the court.
They're going to call a travel against Michonne Grafton coming in. Bertrand is Wenstead Voltaire. And I do want to mention, we saw Malconian start, but then he came out immediately. We have not seen him since. All the other seniors have gotten some playing time. There must be an injury for Malconian. I believe he's holding his hip right now.
And Engen John Levent into double digits for the first time this season on that little layup right there. As Harris Sonnenklar gets the rebound.
Levent. Another nice little layup, and you just add on to that. A timeout will be taken by Coach Bryant of Westbury. It's a 33-point lead.
73 for the Vikings, 40 for the Green Dragons, and Joe Malconian did have ice on that right hip right there, as he's coming up with a little limp on his left foot. So
well, that's not good, Malconian.
Very not good.
He has suffered through some hip injuries this year. And we don't, especially as the postseason will come in the near future, that's something we should keep an eye on. We'll see maybe if he plays against East Meadow. Maybe we will not see him in that game on Friday.
So
as East Meadow is one of the worst teams in the conference.
Yeah.
And Court had made short work with him last time.
So
maybe they'll rest him up for the postseason.
So Malconian, unfortunately, not playing right now. Now, apparently, the ice seems to be on the right hip, so not exactly sure where that injury is, but as Brandon Pazel looks to check in for the Vikings here, and so does Jacob Katz. So it won't be all seniors to end this game, as Westbury is going to inbound it with Tyreek Frazier here. 3:46 on the clock remaining in this ball game.
Well, I guess you could say right now is all the healthy seniors.
Yes.
Jump shot taken from Westbury, no good. Offensive rebound, and it's a nice basket from Voltaire. The shot, the initial shot was by Nashawn Grafton. Here comes Bellini and gets it to Spear. Spear drives inside, finds Blakeman. Blakeman, the right hand, floaters in.
And Blakeman up to 9 points on the day. Great game for Blakeman early on, and he continues that with a nice little floater over Tyreek Frazier.
Inside jump shot, more of a layup taken from Frazier. But there's going to look to be four players from the Vikings coming in. It's going to be Caslow, Katz, Schmitz, and Bradbury. As Blakeman with two more inside.
And that'll get Blakeman into double digits. That's 11 points for Lewis Blakeman as he's having a nice night.
Foul by John against Bellini. And we'll see the substitution take place. The seniors get a standing ovation from the crowd.
It'll be John Bellini.
I wouldn't say standing, but they got an ovation.
And all the seniors are coming out right now.
A couple. Now we have
everyone, everyone but Eng and John Levin.
And now the crowd once again starts to stand.
So for the Vikings, they currently have five scorers in double digits.
Inside, Sainbird and one, he'll have the line. Westbury's still putting up a fight. I mean, it's a blowout right now. It's a 31-point lead for the Vikings. And I believe this is the highest points they've scored in a game this year.
This is the highest points they have scored. The next highest, they scored 76 points against Manhasset, but they scored 77 tonight, and they look to hit the 80-point mark for the first time this season with 2:36 left in the game as Sainbert misses his free throw, and Caswell will try to get the rebound, but it will be off Caswell with no foul coming against Voltaire. So Westbury will remain with possession as Jordan Redd gets it into Voltaire right in front of the Vikings fans.
It's Grafton. He'll find Red inside. Another foul call. It's a push against Spear. Excuse me, Schmitz.
Interesting foul there for Schmitz. Wouldn't be expecting him to foul right there, but the Vikings, only their sixth foul of this half, so not yet in the bonus. Or it is their seventh foul, so they are in the bonus. So it'll be Tyreek Frazier from the line, shooting one and one. Frazier has 10 points on the day, looking to make it 11 and maybe even 12.
First shot's good.
So it'll be a 30-point lead for the Vikings right now with 2:28 to go in the game, 77-47. Frazier, his second one from the charity stripe incoming.
Both are good for Frazier.
And Eng and John Levin guarded by Voltaire in the backcourt. Chris Bradbury trying to get it over the line, but Westbury not going away as they are pressing right now.
And Ford is able to get across the court. Inside pass from Schmitz blocked. By, to be out of bounds off Westbury. Vikings will hold on to possession.
So it'll be Brandon Caslow in front of the stands here. Gives it into Eng and John Levin.
Levin. Pass to Katz. Katz inside, puts on the break, puts it up for two.
And Jacob Katz with his first 2 points of the game.
That was a nice play for Katz to go inside, using his body to get two for the Vikings. Now they're only 1 point away from 80. Rebound from Levin. Levin, if he hurries, he had Bradbury, but instead gets it to Schmitz. Schmitz for three. No good. Rebound collected by Frazier. Here comes Westbury. Cutting inside. Shot is good from Voltaire. And Voltaire has been playing well in the minutes he's came in, the junior guard. Well, it's Levin to Katz.
That'll be a foul
against Sainbert, who is in disbelief.
The Vikings lead by 29 points, 79-50 with 1:31 to go, as now Horsford checks in for Sainbert.
He replaces Eric Sainbert.
As Levin looks to inbound it, right near the Vikings bench here and guarded by Grafton.
It's Caslow collecting the ball. Gets it to Levent. Screen set by Schmitz. Levent thought about it to give it instead by Katz. Katz back to Levent. Inside, it's Katz. Oh, kick ball violation. That's going to be off Frazier, and Port will keep possession.
So Brandon Caslow looks to inbound it from the right baseline here. No one guarding Caslow as he inbounds it and gives it to Schmitz on the top of the key.
Well, Caslow gets it low. Levent drives inside, but instead kicks back out. It's Schmitz and Bradbury. Bradbury back to Levent. Shot clock is going to expire. Levent, deep three off the rim. Kept alive by a Viking. Inside is Caslow. Caslow, that's 80! And Brandon, excuse me, it's 81!
And Brandon Caslow for his first 2 points of the game, up and under, and gets it to roll in there. Nice layup.
Three taken. No good shot was from Grafton. Here comes Levent, pushing the pace. Bradbury gets fouled hard by Frazier.
And Frazier tried for his fourth block of the game there, but not going to get it as he fouled Bradbury as now Washington looks to check in for the Green Dragons as now Bradbury looks to put his points on the board here, and he is one of three Vikings players that have not scored this game. Joe Malconian and Matt Schmitz have also not scored, but Bradbury will continue that. He will not score on that one, as now Washington checks in for Grafton.
He replaces Nashawn Grafton.
So Bradbury trying to get his name up on the scorecard here with this free throw with 36 seconds left, and he does.
It's an 82-50 lead. We saw Coach Sulitano and Lavenka slow down the pace here. A three taken from Red, in and out, rebound from Caslow. Caslow gets to Schmitz. Schmitz loses possession. Voltaire fights for the ball. He'll get it. And it's Red driving inside. It's Washington. Washington from beyond the arc. No good. Rebound from Katz, who will dish it to Schmitz and to Bradbury. Bradbury will bring it across. And the Port bench comes to stand. And at the end of the game, the Vikings, the dominant performance over Westbury. It was an 82-50 lead and a statement win and the ninth in a row for Port Washington.
And Port Washington is playing the best basketball I think I've seen while in my time here at Schreiber. And this team is really special as they head into their final regular season matchup Friday on the road against the East Meadow Jacks. We will have that for you on WDOT Port Washington. So the Vikings win 82-50, a 32-point statement win over the Green Dragons, who they only beat by 9 last time out.
In a comeback win
when they were down 13 at the half. So a very different game here today and a very, very different Vikings team we are seeing as the seniors say goodbye to the regular season. They will not have a regular season game again at home. So the Vikings increase their record. They are 14-4 now, one of their best records in years. Their conference record moves to 10-4. The Westbury Green Dragons fall to 5-12, and their conference record falls to 4-9. So just taking you through the stats to end the game, the Westbury Green Dragons were led by Hedrick Sainbert with 13 points, and Tyreek Frazier had 12 points in second place for the Green Dragons. For the Vikings, they had 5 scores in double digits. Those scores were John Bellini, who had 21 points, just one shy of his 22 he scored against Westbury last time out. Then it was Ben Spear, who had 14 points. Then it was Engen John Levent, who had 12. It was Lewis Blakeman, who had 11, and Mark Daly finished with 10.
So that wraps up our broadcast here at Pauli Schreiber High School. Once again, the Vikings with a dominant 82-50 victory over the Westbury Green Dragons, and they will play their next game against East Meadow on Friday. Once again, Chris Spina for Adam Jack and all the WDOT crew, thanks for tuning into our broadcast, and we'll catch you next time.